received a very, very, very disappointing text.
Yeah.
It's Team PXY, 98 PXY, Corey James, Whitney Young, just talking about how Starbucks is now going to be adding what they're calling sharp boxes.
Right.
In some of their bathrooms for certain locations.
Needle disposal, in light of the opioid epidemic in our country. And we got this text, and this is something that I know this opinion. We know this opinion is out there.
Yeah.
This person said on the text line 69822. We've actually gotten more than one now. But the first one was, "How ridiculous! This is just enabling junkies." And now we've gotten a couple more to follow that up. Similar opinions. Another one: junkies are just going to break into these boxes for needles and try to get what little amount of heroin is left. It creates a whole...
Seriously?
Yeah. It creates a whole other set of problems. A business should not let these people just loiter around if you're not purchasing anything. And another one, if I'm paying...
I don't think they do on purpose.
Right. Wow. And another one, if I'm paying $6 for a cup of coffee, I don't want drug addicts going in and out of the bathroom. How about they add security instead? Okay, first of all, who's to say they're not purchasing something?
Also true.
Going into the bathroom and shooting up as a paying customer. You have no idea.
I think that's a thing too. When we think of people
what a drug addict looks like.
Yeah, right? Because we all have an image in our head. Yeah. And in reality, it could be your neighbor. It could be your coworker.
With the opioid epidemic in particular.
You just don't know.
Yeah, it's not like it used to be, say, 20 years ago or something, you know, in with other drugs and years ago, it may have been different. But the opioid epidemic has been the great equalizer.
And that's been the craziest thing about it is it's happening to everybody.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You could live in the inner city. You could live out in the burbs. You could live in the rural area. It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
It's happening to so many people.
Because
I just don't know how an action like this can be criticized because, first up, the person that said it's going to enable them, I don't think that's true.
That's not true at all. They're already using in these bathrooms, and if they're an addict and they don't get help, they will continue using.
Right. There's no addict out there who is going to go into the bathroom with plans on shooting up and look around and go, oh, well, there's no sharp box. I guess I won't.
Like
That's not how it works.
Right. This measure is purely meant to protect the workers, you know, from the disposed needles that could poke them. You know, if they're taking the trash out. Again, I worked at Starbucks as a, you know, in high school, and I took the trash out every shift, and you know, just swinging the trash bags around, impale myself, and potentially contract AIDS, hepatitis, what have you.
Yeah, you don't know.
This is about the workers. This is about the customers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about enabling drug users. Finally, some logic coming through.
Oh, good.
This person says, again, texting in 69822, this person says, I don't agree with the user's decision, but I'm with Starbucks on this one. Why not try to protect their customers and staff? It's clear not putting the boxes in the bathroom will stop the person from using, so better try and protect as many people as possible from exposure.
Mm-hmm. True. 222-9800. We've got Abby from Rochester on the phone right now. Good morning, Abby. You wanted to comment on this?
So I work in Healthfield. I worked as a patient care tech at Highlands for a few months, and sharp needles is, I think, a great idea to be anywhere in public because we do have diabetics that do have to dispose of
That's true, too. Sure.
Needles. Like properly, so that other people don't see it. So it is a great idea to have them out. I mean, it could cause issues for people that do drugs. I mean,
but here's the thing, though, Abby is. The boxes being there or not, that's not going to stop people from using.
It's not going to enable them.
I mean, they're
going to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a win-lose situation for a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to argue about it. But, I mean, it's going to happen, and unfortunately, in this day and age, the drug use is becoming more and more, and it's awful. So, yes, in a way, it is making, it is enabling them to use more, but I mean, it's also not causing any.
I don't think it enables them at all because, listen, if you're shooting up in a bathroom, I don't think them being like, oh, wait, there's nowhere to safely dispose of my needle is going to stop them from doing that.
Right,
so
right.
I think this only makes the situation, which isn't a good one, and you're right, and it's unfortunate that we've come to this.
Yeah.
But it only makes it safer for everyone else. Like, if it's going to happen, we might as well make it safer for everyone else involved.
Yeah.
Right. No, of course. And to stop, like, prevent the spread of like HIV and everything like that.
Yeah. Can you, like, think about it for a second. Can you imagine being a worker at one of those stores and you're just doing your job and you're going to take the trash out and you pick up a trash bag?
I worked at Starbucks and when I was an ice
And you grab the bottom and you get poked by a needle?
Like, I can't imagine. Terrifying. And I had to take the trash out, and I remember, like, I would have a couple bags at a time, and it could have easily, like, you know, impaled
swing and hit
me.
Your leg. Yeah, you don't know. So.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good idea for the fact that, you know, it's going to be a place for them to dispose of properly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Well, Abby, thanks for the phone call this morning.
Yes, thank you.
No problem.
You have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Bye.
We've got a couple of people commenting on the diabetic aspect. This coming through on the text line, 69822. Diabetics also use them. Another person saying it can be used for diabetics too, just saying those who don't have pumps have to use insulin injections. So it's not, I mean, granted, the point of this definitely is for, you know, it's in light of the opioid epidemic, but it's good to keep in mind that it's not just for drug users.
No, absolutely. Again, any chance to make situation safer?
Yeah.
How can you be against that? I don't get that. Like this text saying, is every addict going to use it? Maybe not, but some might. And if you can, again, take a bad situation that's dangerous and make it even a little less dangerous.
Yeah, right.
How can you argue against that?
Right, right.
Another one coming through, Club PXY Safe text line 69822. People are ignorant. I work in an addiction clinic, and if people would, they're going to use, that only makes things a little safer for those who share the world with them.
Exactly.
I think that's
bottom line. They're going to use no matter what. Mm-hmm. And so do you want the needles, you know, on the floor? Do you want the needles in the trash can where they're not protected? Or do you want them in a safe disposal? Mm-hmm.
So, and I hope maybe we've changed some people's minds this morning, because obviously there are those people out there that see this and they go, oh, you're just enabling the junkies.
Yeah,
and,
right.
No, that's not the case at all.
No.